just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham.
Retired army personnel had a habit snoring while sleeping, and every time he would sleep he would snore. But this would happen especially when he would sleep on the left side, and his wife will tell him to sleep on the right. Then he would get very much angry. He would shout. So it was a very difficult situation. So she visited a psychiatrist. What to do? My husband snores at night. And if I tell him to sleep on the right side, he is furious. The psychiatrist suggests her a solution. What could be the solution? He's a retired military personnel. The psychiatrist tells the wife, when he sleeps on the left and starts snoring, gently go and say into his ears, turn right. And it worked. Why it worked? The whole life the husband has spent in military, listening to orders, turn right, turn left, turn right, turn left. So it was almost a ritual. It had become almost a second nature. That even in sleep, when somebody comes and says, turn right, he would turn right. And the problem was solved. This is how our mind, our body gets accustomed. Whatever we tell, whatever we do repeatedly, consciously or unconsciously, gradually turns into a habit. New neural pathways are created in the brain. It's known as neuroplasticity. Brain rewiring happens. You do same thing again and again and again and again. So no matter what it is, it will soon become a part of your nature. Whether it is unconsciousness or consciousness, if it is a mindfulness, it can also become the very part of our nature. That everything we do, we are mindful, alert, awake. And in that alertness, and that alertness becomes a nature. You are never asleep. There is a constant mindfulness. There is a constant wakefulness. Constant alertness within about things. So, spiritual life is about cultivating alertness. Spiritual life is about cultivating mindfulness. Mindfulness is a new energy. It's the energy cultivation, energy of mindfulness. And the more we cultivate, the more it stays with us. The more we remain in a hazy stage of the mind, it's known as brain fog. Brain fog. The brain is misty. There's a fog. We can't see the things. There's a constant confusion in the mind. We are always in double minds. To do this or not to do this. One mind tells, wake up at 2 o'clock. Another says, no, it's too early. Wake up at 3 is fine. One mind says, let's go for a class. Other says, no, it's all boring. I know everything. To be or not to be. Just as Shakespeare's Hamlet, always in that double mind mode. The whole day, we are in double minds. To do this or not to do this. To go or not to go. To plan or not to plan. That's all brain fog. To clear this fog and to come to a clean slate stage of the mind where there is minimum confusion. I will not say no confusion, but minimum confusion about things. And mind is becoming clearer and clearer. There is a deepening sense of calmness within. So mindfulness is a practice. Discipline is a practice. Training the mind is a practice. It's just like training a wild, uncontrolled, unbridled elephant. You have to train it till it becomes domestic, your own, and then it will obey your command. At present, you tell mind to do something, it will do exactly the opposite of that. It is unharnessed horse. This is the Avyakta Sandesh, the same which we were reading yesterday. 1st May 2012. Kuch samay ke baad Baba bole, jaise baap dada ki shaktishari drishti se 2nd mein ashareer sthiti ka anubhav kar rahe ho. ऐसे कर्म करते अथॉरिटी की स्थिति से मन को ऑर्डर करो. बाबा गिव्स दृष्टि एंड वी एक्सपीरियंस डिटैचमेंट फ्रॉम बॉडी इन अ सिमिलर मैनर. कर्म करते अथॉरिटी की स्थिति से मन को ऑर्डर करो, अशरीरी भव और सेकंड में अशरीरी बन जाओ. ऐसे सर्व मन बुद्धि कर्मेंद्रिया ऑर्डर में रेडी रहे, जैसे मिलिट्री का कमांडर ऑर्डर करता है हैंड्स अप, हैंड्स अप, सो हैंड्स विल गो अप, हैंड्स डाउन, तो मानते हैं ना, ऐसे ही इन द सिमिलर मैनर मन बुद्धि संस्कार को भी सेकंड में ऑर्डर मानने वाले बनाओ। बोलो ऐसे स्व का मास्टर ऑलमाइटी अथॉरिटी बनने का अनुभव व अभ्यास करते हो। इतने पावरफुल बाबा के बोल सुनते ही सब उस स्थिति में समा गए। सो ऑर्डर योर माइंड, ऑर्डर योर इंटेलेक्ट, ऑर्डर योर सेंसेस, जस्ट एज इन मिलिट्री द ट्रेनिंग स्टार्ट्स एंड दे स्टार्ट विद ग्रॉस। In fact, when they practice at that physical level, they are also training their mind somewhere. It's not just the training of the body, but also the training of the mind. So mind, intellect, and senses. If you just try to control the senses, they are turbulent. Very difficult to control. The work should start at the level of mind. The work should start at the level of whatever you call mind, intellect, they are same. At a higher level. The training should start here. And the training of the senses would be the result. It will not be an effort. So this is a good exercise. Which exercise? Hands up and hands down. Now, Baba has taught us so many spiritual drills. And we sit and we do those spiritual drills. Okay? But we do that, those drills in the mind. Use imagination and visualization, our own existing knowledge, existing stock of words, your information, your available dictionary and words, you put them into use and create a drill. And that also depends how much your mind is concentrated. And then you become successful or not. You have experience or not. That depends on so many factors. Your choice of words, lexicon, words, dictionary, your creation of sentence, your visualization power, your concentration of mind, the existing environment, and then you sit and imagine, now I am a soul, I go to the subtle world, drop the subtle gross body, I enter the soul world, I move here, I move there. So all these things we do at the level of mind. If this drill we can attach it with some physical activity or physical postures, it will become all the more powerful. Some people practice Bhava Yoga. This is very powerful practice, Bhava Yoga. They do yogasans but attach one emotion to every asana, like cobra pose. You know cobra pose? Bhujangasana. So the person feels as if I am touching the sky. This is a bhav. This is an emotion. This is a feeling which is created in the heart. I am not just doing this, but my task is to touch the sky. So this creates a very different sort of energy within you. The similar manner they do Tadasana, you know? As if I am touching the sky, they do that. What is that? Tree pose. Tree pose. I am tree. Every asana has meaning, and most of the asanas are on the names of animals. Most of them are on the names of animals. So, a emotion, a bhav, a feeling is created in the mind. the time of doing that asana. Shavasana, I am dead body, a corpse, a cadaver. I can't move now because I am dead. So you create a feeling in the similar manner. That is a bhava yoga. Many people do practice bhava yoga. So whenever we do any drill, those drills can also be associated with some physical, or that is, they what they do physical asanas and they attach a emotion. We have mental drills, and now can we attach them with some posture or asana? Yes, even that can be done. Something reverse of bhava yoga. So Baba says in the military, what they say? Hands up. And what they say then? Hands down. So now we will practice this drill. The first 5 or 6 types. But you can do this in your room, not in the Baba's room. The people will say, what is happening to you? Or not necessarily that you do it in the similar manner. You have to create your own drill. You have to become drill master. You know, there are people who are recipe makers. Recipe makers. What they do? They create new combinations. They are recipe makers. Their job is that. They are recipe developers. They create new recipe every day. The name would remain same, but the recipe is entirely different. The color is entirely different. The decoration, the arrangement is entirely different. So they are recipe makers, recipe developers. We are drill developers. We are meditation developers. Not just take one meditation and follow it the whole life, but develop, create, invent, discover, rediscover, reinvent, recreate, engineer, re-engineer, form, reform, revamp, new techniques of meditation. Don't just follow simple. Raj Yoga is an umbrella term. It encompasses many techniques of meditation. Don't just stick to one technique. I am soul, not body. Going here, going there. Otherwise, it becomes monotonous. Absolute boredom. Your meditation should be a play, a picnic, a joy, an excursion, an entertainment, a play, a game. It should be new every time you do it. Don't do the same meditation which you did yesterday night, yesterday evening, or yesterday morning. Every meditation should be a new meditation. So now we will practice this new meditation. Hands up and hands down. So first is when I say hand up. Not now, just wait. We'll do it together. When I say hands up, imagine that I, the soul, have reached the subtle world and I am having a subtle body. When I will say hands down, then come back in this body and stay in that for some time, unless and until I say hands down, don't make the hand down. So hands up and hands down. Just close the eyes for some time. And when I will say hands up, first get situated in soul consciousness. And when I will say hands up, then feel as if you are in the subtle world. When I will say hands down, then come down in this body. Start. Hands up. Hands up. Both hands up. I am in the subtle world. Wearing the subtle body of light, the angelic body, the rainbow body, the astral body. Hands down. The experience of gross body. Hands up. Subtle world, subtle body. Hands down. Hands up. Subtle world, subtle body, subtle Baba. Hands down. Gross world, gross body. Yeah, open the eyes. So that is the first drill. The second drill is, when I say hands up, reach Paramdham, gross. When I say hands up, reach soul world, incorporeal world, the world of light, the world of peace, the world of liberty, the world of freedom, the world of independence, Muktidham, the world of silence, the world of utter soundlessness. And when I say hands down, come to this subtle world. So start again. Eyes close. Hands up. Paramdham. Absolute silence. Hands down. The world of sound. Hands up, Paramdham. Hands down. Hands up. Hands down. Now the third. Enter Golden Age. When I say hands up, just enter the golden age. And when I say hands down, enter this world. Start. Hands up. See different things of the golden age. Visualize yourself sitting in the spiritual aeroplane, the divine aeroplane. Move around Satyug. Hands down, come to this world. Hands up, golden age again. See yourself in the palace. Hands down, this world. Hands up. See yourself playing in the garden. Hands down, this world. Open the eyes. The fourth. The form of ours as worship-worthy soul. In the temples, people are worshipping us. Hands up. See yourself as a deity in the temple. Devotees are bowing down. Hands down. This world. Up. Down. Up. Down. Now, confluence aged Brahmin and an angel. When I say up, move across the world. Up, I am an angel of light. Down. Sitting on the top of the globe, giving Sakash to the entire globe. Down. Up. On the top of the mountain, sending vibes to the entire world. Down. So this is a mental drill. You can create your own drill. Reinvent, recreate, rediscover. But the drill should be new. This is one method which Baba is saying. A hands up and hands down. You can do anything which you want. Sit up and sit down. Om Shanti.